the simple white dress. No, the thin one, idiot girl. And now, the rouge. Lightly. Lightly. Ah, that's it. My walking sandals. Don't you raise those painted eyebrows at me. Yes, I'm going walking in the desert. This has got to be the most important night of my life. I'm going to seduce a general. And stop snickering behind my back. You should be so patriotic. Is he? Oh, how I hate this desert at night. Well, where are you, oh great Julius Caesar of Rome? A queen doesn't like to be kept waiting. Of course, you don't know I'm a queen. And at the moment, you don't know what's waiting. Someone's coming. Oh, that must be him. 50-ish and graying. Oh, well, what a queen won't do to help her country.
Well, what have we here? A desert witch.
Oh, you frighten me, sir. Who are you?
Just an old soldier. But who are you?
Oh, just a young girl out for a moonlight stroll.
It's against the law for girls of the city to be so near the Roman camp.
But that doesn't stop us.
Come out here in the moonlight where I can see you.
And what do you see? Am I like the painted whores of the city who give themselves up for a price to wandering soldiers?
If all whores looked like you, there would be no laws at all.
How prettily you talk for a common soldier.
You think I am common?
Oh, I don't know. Yet. Good night.
Come back. Don't run away.
Catch me.
Chasing a whore through the desert at your age, Caesar. By all the gods, yes. Come back.
I surrender.
I wish all my enemies surrendered so easily.
Oh, am I your enemy?
The most beautiful I've known. What is it? You're limping.
Just sand in my sandals. Would you?
A pleasure. Give me your foot. There. Such a tiny foot.
What lovely gray hair you have.
The cobwebs of youth.
Then we should make you young again. You're still holding my foot.
Once I have a prize, I'm not apt to give it up so easily.
Just a foot. There's more to me than just a foot.
Kneeling here makes me well aware of it. Such soft, yielding flesh. It's like warm velvet.
Then come smother the warm velvet with kisses. Untie my robe and see the chilled white silk slowly slide from my shoulders and reveal my warm, firm body, yearning to be loved. And now, come into my arms and cover me with kisses and caresses. Oh, feel my heart quiver in anticipation. Oh, and here the pulse quickens, and there, oh, feel it all. Taste it all. Oh, oh, more and more. Oh, make the stars swim overhead and turn the moonlight to molten love. More. Oh, yes, my lover. Now, quickly.
I rise. I thrust. I conquer. Now.
Sweet, sweet feet. Now, will you see me home?
Wherever you lead, I shall follow.
And that is how I, Cleopatra, Queen of Egypt, engaged the help of the great Julius Caesar to regain my rightful place on the throne of Egypt. War and politics make strange bedfellows, and a girl must use her head in order to get on in this world. especially when your father dies and you're suddenly a queen at 22. By royal decree, I had to marry my brother, young Ptolemy Dionysus, aptly named, and together we controlled the throne of Egypt. Ooh, Dionysus was a brute of a boy. Ask any of the poor, mistreated, and tortured palace slave girls. But pleasure through torture and taxes have always been the prerogative of kings and queens. Being queen does have a few certain advantages. A queen rules over an empire, but a young, beautiful queen rules over a better empire, an empire of men. My knights were filled with the magnificent parade of muscled soldiers and thick-groined palace guards. But all this came to an end when my dear, sweet, conniving brother got greedier than usual and decided to rule Egypt all by his little royal self. Well, I fled to Syria as a political refugee or a poor relation, and here in the hot, burning sands, came, saw, and conquered the great Julius Caesar of Imperial Rome. It's almost dawn.
I must return to camp.
Give me some wine and that basket of figs.
A cheap reward for a night in paradise.
Oh, I shall get bolder.
Here's your wine.
I drink to the victorious general. Oh, no, not that basket of figs. The other one, the open one.
Is there a difference?
Well, one contains a rather deadly pet.
Must you surround yourself with such things?
Well, one never knows when one will need it.
Here's a fig for you.
Oh, that's not my mouth. You're teasing.
Is there nothing I can do for you? Just name it. Anything.
One thing.
Consider it done.
I want to leave Syria forever.
For where?
I want my throne back. I want to be queen of Egypt again.
Oh, is that all?
If you will be my ally...
Yes?
I will be your mistress. And so love turned again to war. Dear old Caesar kept his promise, and my dear young brother Dionysus was killed conveniently in battle. Unfortunately, I had a young bratty cousin of 16, and by some strange royal decree, we were married. He played with his toys and model ships, and I played with the greatest general in history. As my age and ardor increased, only Caesar's age increased. Soon it was I who pulled the curtains to hide our lovemaking in the dark. And we talked. Oh, great goddess Isis, how that man could talk. It was always such a relief when he finally left. And then I would draw back the curtains and let in the soft moonlight. And a handsome palace guard. The most memorable of these little diversions occurred with a powerful young man called Aton. Shh! Don't speak. I'm told your name is Aton. That means son. What a sun god you are, Aton. Strong, powerful, and golden. Do you know why you were sent for? You're smiling. Then come lay aside your spear and shield and things. Give me your hands. Oh, such strong hands. Gently, gently, my giant. Don't bruise the flesh. Yet. Let me touch you, Aton. Feel you overpowering me, filling me with hot desire. Burn up your queen with fierce rays of passion. Burn brightly, Aton. Simmer and sweat. Oh. press hard against the Queen of Earth. Make her feel your great warmth coursing through her. Burn, burn brighter. Dazzle me with the heat, loom ever brighter. Oh, blaze across this earthly sky. Like the sun at journey's end, slip slowly and quietly beneath the horizon and disappear. That's the end of a perfect day. Atan, have a glass of wine. You're smiling. You think the queen would poison such a lover as you? Kiss me. There. See? I drink first from the same cup. Oh, and hand me a fig. No, not those. They've been exposed to the air too long. The ones in the closed basket. Yeah. That's right. Iris? Nurse. Sweet nurse. There seems to be a naked intruder lying on the floor of my bedchamber. Would you have him dressed and put back at his post? The poor man seems to have died of a heart attack. And it would be unseemly should a dead palace guard be found in the queen's bedchamber. Whatever would the neighbors think?